got that right. Amen. Today than you was yesterday,
amen.
Than you was the week before,
amen.
Just keep getting closer, going up, up,
amen.
Up, up, up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's been such a blessing this last week that definitely I've heard that you all have been contagious.
Amen.
I'm wonderful to hear that. I'm hearing all over the places. I told you that come Monday morning that the devil's waiting on you. Well, I didn't know where the devil was waiting on me. I had to have root canal. He gets you in the most unexpected places.
Amen.
As I was sitting there early in the morning, I had my phone. I turned on vibrate, and I had it down in my pocket and stuff. And bzz, 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 bzz. Told him, I'm sorry. It's Monday morning. Sorry. Bzz, bzz, bzz. She goes, you want to answer those? It's like, yeah, just a minute. I look. And there's all these texts coming in. It's all these clapping. So bless my heart. It just, I don't know. I don't know what to say to you. I was going to work, and I'd hear down the hallway, and people clapping and stuff, and I'm heard so many testimonies, and I was talking to this one sister. She goes, I just got to tell you, Brother Joseph, she says, when we left church, she says, I got in the car, and as soon as we got in my car, she says, our kids were clapping, singing, boo devil, boo devil. So they're listening. They're hearing, and so are you. And that's the good kind of contagious that we want to do, is to be able to, we've got something that the world knows nothing about.
Amen.
Amen.
One of the brothers, he was telling me, sitting here, Brother Paul, he said he's making a delivery at McDonald's for FedEx. And he says, I was up there, and he says, I walked in and started telling this woman about what's going on at the church and what's happening there and everything else. And he says, we just got all excited, and we just start clapping and praising the name of the Lord right now.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord. I'm sure there's more testimonies that are out there of what the Lord, and it blesses your heart. It's something that just binds us together.
Yeah. Amen.
We all love the Lord. It's like just telling Brother Samuel how Brother Branham said about the old blind man. He said he needed to have something. He says, so he told him to go around saying, praise God, I'm healed. Praise God, I'm healed.
Amen.
And he said, you just keep saying it. Praise God that I'm healed.
Amen.
And that's it with that rock. He said, you know, he said, speak to the rock.
Amen.
We heard, we recognized, then we
acted.
We acted upon it.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the symptoms are. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter how we feel. He said, that has nothing to do with it.
Amen.
Sometimes, as he was even saying, he goes, you know what? He goes, during the day, he goes, I don't even feel like clapping. He goes, now's the time to clap.
Amen. Now's the time.
We need to be reminded constantly all the time.
Yes.
That little praise offering to give to him, it's such a slap in the devil's face. Brother Graham says, he says, somebody that you're on fire for God so much, he goes, the devil doesn't even know what to do with that.
Amen.
And that's the way I felt every time I clapped my hands or heard something. He goes, he don't even know what to do with it. I love it. We should always feel that way. Again, like Brother Branham said, when the weakest of sinners goes to their knees, he said, Satan trembles.
Amen.
What does he do when the son or daughter of God goes to their knees?
Amen.
He's got to be scared to death. You know that he is. Never take it lightly what you possess, what you got. When we say to be contagious, is when a prayer request comes in or you see somebody and to pray for them, to lay your hands on them.
Yeah.
Brother Branham says, the scripture says, it doesn't say even to pray for them.
That's right.
It said, lay your hands on them.
Amen. Amen.
You're anointed sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Privileged people on the face
Amen.
Of the earth. Be able to do that, that it isn't us. And there's where it always gets in. Brother Graham says it's always the flesh. The flesh gets in the way.
Amen.
It isn't us. It wasn't God chosen. You're God's chosen vessel. That's why God's prophet. It was God's chosen vessel.
Yeah.
If you got a problem with it, you got to take it up with him, not us.
Amen.
We didn't do it. He's the one that picked Moses. He's the one that picked Elijah. He's the one that picked Brother Branham.
Amen.
He's the one that picked me.
Amen.
Well, have you also been praying for somebody?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that good?
Amen.
What does it do for you? It brings that real love. Does it change your mind even about that person?
Amen.
And that's what it takes. Brother Branham said that perfect love.
We have to,
that's what the scripture tells us.
Amen.
Only perfect love will enter in on the other side.
That's right.
And so when you're praying for somebody else, that's what, you know, I was talking with my wife, is that how Brother Branham said, you want to get healing for yourself? Pray for somebody else.
Amen.
It is. When you pray for somebody else, healing comes to you when you pray for somebody else.
Amen.
But when you have something against somebody or you have odd or whatever it is, and we're human, that happens all the time. But when you sincerely go before your knees and start praying for that person, everything changes.
Amen.
Everything changes. So thank the Lord for it. Remember to keep your zeal, to keep wisdom with that zeal.
Yeah,
what we do, we want the world to have what we got.
Amen.
Amen.
We're privileged to have it. We want them to see. And so we have a big responsibility, Brother Branham said, that we do. And that's what the Word tells us. Because of what we know, we want to share it with the
Amen.
World.
Amen.
We want to give it to them and tell them, what is it? What's different about you? What have you got? I've got the words of eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, there's nothing greater than life.
Amen.
Life is the greatest thing that there is.
Amen.
But in everything that we do when we're doing it, it's like we're getting ready to hear tonight. We want to be led by
Amen.
The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we do that, and then we seek Him first, and that's what we've been taught in the Word, we must seek Him first. And it doesn't matter. Each of us have to do is simple things that we miss sometimes is finding the mind of the Lord. And that's the most important thing. You've got to find the mind of the Lord. And sometimes the mind of the Lord, we think the mind of the Lord is what's good for me. That's the mind of the Lord. It's usually not that way. It's not. But we think, oh man, if I do this and this and this and it's going to work out, and that's got to be the mind of the Lord. That's not how you seek the mind of God. You want to know, Lord, I don't care. Do I lose my house? Do I lose my car? Do I lose my family? Do I lose everything that I know? I don't care. When you get, that's perfect love.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to achieve, that type of love.
Amen.
Lord, I don't care about nothing else.
Amen.
I don't. I just want to be in your perfect will.
Amen.
Then we can look Satan right in the eye, and when something goes wrong, I'm in the will of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Unless you get there, then you're fighting the battle yourself.
Amen.
And then when it comes, he doesn't have grandchildren. He has sons and daughters.
Amen.
Obey him.
Amen.
Obey that word.
Amen.
So always seek him, but you've got to listen to the Holy Spirit, and that's what's being quiet.
Amen.
Be still and know that I'm God. Put all those other thoughts out of our mind. And that's what that prophet teaches us constantly all the time. Be quiet, be still, hold on, speak to the rock.
Yes.
Amen.
He'll answer you. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Well, we won't take no more time. We want to get into the
Word.
Oh, I love you all.
Amen.
Let us just all stand. And speaking that it is the living Word.
Amen.
We've been talking about that because it is. It's the scriptures. We've heard so many people, it's like, you know, the old the TV reporters were saying that you know, they listen to the same old tapes over and over and over again. That makes me really happy. Amen. He's right. He's got to the right address. Right? Same over and over. I read the same Bible over
Amen.
And over.
Amen.
And it is the anointed word. It's the living word. When we say, lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. That was thousands of years ago. It's great. It's the living word today.
Amen.
But had a lot of testimonies that come in this week. And talking about the Holy Spirit's moving everywhere.
Yeah.
His bride's from the north, south, east, west.
Amen.
It's everywhere.
Amen.
And God's got a time that He is, and I pray and believe with all my heart that's what He's doing right now.
Yeah.
There's an awakening in the bride.
Amen.
Get tired. The children of Israel are tired of walking around and around and around and around and around. And tired of it. I want to get right, and if that's what the Word says, that's the only thing that's hindering us. It's me. I don't want to worry about me. Don't worry about who's sitting next to you. Worry about you. That's what we got to worry about, is me. If I got myself right there, then the Lord work with them, and then we can get going. We want to get out of here. But I think we're moving in that direction. And even moving that, like Joshua, he had to fight for every inch of it. But when you're in the will of the Lord, then you're okay. You know, I'm in the will of the Lord.
Amen.
But I had a testimony that was really sweet to come in and talking about through some of the other churches been listening to the music, been listening to it at the same time. And they said, we just want to hear what you guys have been hearing. It's like, we're hearing the Word.
Amen.
This is the Word. That's what we're listening to.
Amen.
This brother turned this in. I thought it's just so sweet to share it with you. He says, I'm so happy. Last night I went to church, and I had recently been praying because I just come back to the Lord. I had a few worldly vices hanging on me that I was in a backslidden condition. I picked up and really was struggling with God. God is so on time as we listen to speak to the rock. A sister in our church was having stomach trouble, and Brother Branham called her out. And what made it so real was the Holy Ghost fell on her at that time. And I knew it was her because the prophet said she is a Canadian and she was the only Canadian in our church. So I knew it was there. I went on for a few minutes, the prayer line and the discernment on the tape. I then said in my heart, after thanking God for touching my Canadian sister, you called them out. Will you call me out? I no sooner thought that than Brother Branham called out in paragraph 59. He said, that little man sitting right down there, you're wanting to quit smoking them cigarettes. You believe God will give you the desire of your heart, sir? All right, you won't smoke no more. Jesus Christ makes you well. You don't have a prayer card, do you? No, you ain't got a prayer card? You don't need it.
Amen.
And I felt him so strong. I can't tell you how blessed I feel that God, all these years later, had me on his mind to speak directly to me and my Canadian sister. Truly, this message is alive.
Amen.
Like Brother Branham said, sometimes it might not even be weeks later. It might be months later. But this live message speaks to us.
Amen.
Where we are right now is anything that we have need of. He is a living Christ.
Praise
to
Lord.
Meet that need. So we want to bow our heads to meditate upon Him. We have an awful lot of prayer requests that's come in. Take to read them all. What's so wonderful is that Father knows every single one.
Yes.
Even before they were put to paper, He knew who they were. He knew what they had need of. He's here tonight to meet your needs also too.
Thank you.
He's here to bless you.
Yes.
And He's here to, we can reach out, we can touch Him,
yes.
Speak to the rock.
Yes.
Of anything that we have need of, He is the rock. He is there.
Amen.
So simple. We make things hard sometimes when they're simplicity. God is simplicity.
Amen.
So I want you to think down in your heart and say, Lord, do you know what I have need of tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
First of all, Lord, I want to be more like you. That's the desire of our Lord. I really want to be more like you. I want to be a true son and daughter of God. I really want to be like you, God.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to take everything out of me that's not like you, Lord. That's my heart desire. If I'm sick, I get sick again. But Lord, to be more like you. That's the desire of my heart. Is that the desire of your heart tonight?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Look at my hand. You know that's the desire of my heart. But you also have other needs. I want you to think of them and hold them in your heart. Because he's going to answer it for you.
Amen.
As he walks by and speaks to you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's just sing our little song to him that will reach out and touch you, Lord.
Yes.
That you're so merciful, you're so thoughtful, that you come here tonight to fellowship with me, Lord.
Yes.
I love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Reach
out and touch the Lord.
Lord Jesus, and the desire to be more like you. Lord, as we get our lives clean, Lord, Father, we just ask you to be with us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be more like you, Father. Father, we are needy. We have so many things that's on our heart that we have need of. But Lord, like we just confessed, Lord, by raising our hands, we want to be more like you more than anything, Lord. For we know another day we might get sick and we might do other things, but Lord, we just want to be more like you. Father, bless us and be with us, Lord. Be with your children, these prayer requests that have been written in, Lord. We know you know each and every one. But together, we've come together as your bride, Lord Jesus. And we believe, Lord Jesus, according to your word, you said if there's anything that you would ask in my name and believe,
amen,
it would happen.
Yes.
Lord,
amen.
We confess with our hearts, we believe.
Yes.
We believe, Lord Jesus, and we accept it and we take it, Lord, because we've asked it in your name.
Yes.
Father, we know there's the only thing you cannot do is you cannot fail, Lord.
Amen.
You cannot fail, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we thank you already for what you've done, for healing these ones that have written in, to answer each request beneath every hand. We thank you, Lord, because you've already done it, Lord. You've done it at Calvary, Lord Jesus. And tonight we accept it, Lord.
Amen.
Now, Father, we just ask that you would come tonight, Lord, and anoint us, Lord, with your sweet Holy Spirit. We know that you're here, Lord. We want you to be welcome, Lord.
Amen.
We want you just to have your way with each one of us, Lord. Come in, Lord. Be with us, Lord, as we worship you.
Yes.
And Lord, open up our hearts to hear this word, for we know it's that word that perfects your bride, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
That's what we're here for.
Hear your word.
Lord, we take this service now and we commit it into your hands.
Amen.
For your honor and your glory. And we all say,
amen. Reach out.